Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You have to eat right. Yeah. Stay away from McDonald's and Burger King.
All right.
Don't drink sodas.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah. The biggest. You can.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Hold on a second. That.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
All right. Go live. Go live. We ready? Welcome in, everybody. It is that time for another episode of The Outcast Podcast. This is where a white man, a black man, and a brown man, they walk in to do a show, and hey, this is what you get.
Yeah.
It's us, The
We're
Outcast
here.
Podcast, and today Word. Is a special day for a couple of different reasons. One, it's our last show before spring break.
Wow.
We're about Woo-hoo. Ready to bust it loose on spring break, baby.
Yeah.
Turn some shit up, man.
Also, we are now live on multiple platforms. We were doing YouTube, but we've now stepped up our game. We are live on Twitch. We'd like to welcome the Twitch audience. And we are also live today on Facebook.
We invited the 13th grade to this bitch?
On our network, which is the Podcast Playground. So we're on live on the
That's
Podcast Playground Facebook.
Whoa.
That's fun.
We invite Facebook in. We might as well just kick you right off. I mean, let's not fuck around here, you know?
Let's make sure we don't get kicked off, but
That could happen.
It seems to happen to our show. Sometimes they kick us off.
This is true.
Say hello to our brown man. We have him here all the way.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
From where? This North Fort Myers or Lehigh?
For me, no.
Cape Coral.
Right now, I live in the Cape. Yeah.
Right.
But let's not give out too much personal information.
Why's your camera
That's
on?
Definitely the wrong brown. What?
He's hiding. You're hiding again.
What do you mean? I'm like close up on it. It's just so dark because you moved the lights back. And somebody turned off two of them. But that's okay. It makes me look like a criminal.
Is what it is.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to sit up. I got to put my leg up, though, because my toe's fucked up. Shut up, dick.
We've also got world traveler Memphis.
Yeah, really.
What's up, Memphis? How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? What's happening? You guys
are dicks.
I'm doing pretty good. Excited about our spring break.
Yeah, man. Me too. You know what's crazy? These motherfuckers are wild, dog.
That's what's crazy?
Yeah, these motherfuckers are wild, dog.
Who?
Everybody.
Oh, I just picked my scab.
What
that is so disgusting.
Disgusting.
And here
dude,
it is.
Are you going to eat it? Is he going to eat it? He's
going to
eat it.
Right now.
He's like gold member.
Sorry about that.
Yuck.
That's disgusting. We had
Save me from myself.
We had six people watching. Now no one's watching.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
So thanks, Tom.
That's my goal.
Freaky deaky Dutch boy.
So Tomcat today, he's kind of on the injured list.
He is. IR.
So are you, Ramo. I hear you're not playing basketball.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm told up.
What's wrong with you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with me, dude.
What is it this week? It was your throat? It was your...
No. That was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, because it happened twice. And then, like, 2 weeks ago, I hurt my toe, but not on the court. I hurt it at home.
It was camel toe.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump. And
what?
You ain't black.
What the fuck?
Why would you even play that?
I didn't
hear.
Tomcat. It wasn't me.
That was you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's your drop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're such a jackass.
Anyways, continue your story.
Thank you. I hurt my toe. Well, last week I felt a lot better, so I tried to play hoop. Well, towards the very end, the last game, last point, did something to it, and now it's fucked up.
And that's why y'all lost.
No, we won. We were undefeated last week.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Until you left. And
I left.
No, that wasn't last week. That was the week before.
Tomcat, you didn't play either last week because you were on the injured list.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Man, this is sounding like the old man show, not the outcast show.
Nah, man, we're good, yourself, dude.
Jack. Picking
professional
scabs.
Professional basketball players get injured. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We're professionals.
We are.
Gentry.
What's your injury, Tomcat? You have an infection or something.
Well,
you got a broken jaw.
My face is swole here.
I had a stent on his ass.
Gone down quite a bit. I've been taking amoxicillin.
He's talking too much shit.
And my, I don't know, my lymph nodes swole
that
up.
That ain't the mumps. So you hurt.
Sucking that dick.
And I got TMJ in my jaw, which I mentioned before.
That's probably what happened.
And that, like, I can't open my mouth any more than this. That's it.
You said it hurts to talk. That Does that sucks. Mean you're going to you be right? gonna be quiet on the show today?
Sure, if you want me to. But the show's going to be boring if I do that.
Bullshit.
I like that.
Fatality.
Nice.
Well, yeah, it's good to have the crew together. We're all looking forward to having a week off as this is episode 107. So
damn.
Wow.
Been doing a lot of episodes.
107.
We are brought to you by BetterHelp. If you want to get 10% off your first month's therapy, go to betterhelp.com/outcast. That's betterhelp.com/outcast. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I wanted to do a little March Madness bracket. I know somebody put in the group text the official bracket. Was that you, Memphis?
Yeah, that was me.
All right, there is $200 on the line for this year's bracket challenge. Not only will the hosts be taking part in this, so will the guys in the truck, our executive producer and director, Jacob and Jordan.
JJ.
Whoever has the best bracket this year, the games officially kick off tomorrow, so you must fill that out today. It's a big day for sports fans. March Madness, you get to fill out that bracket. It gets busted.
I cannot wait.
You know,
Cinderella stories, the whole thing.
You know who I'm having fill out my bracket for me, right?
Your dog?
Artificial intelligence, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the year of the artificial intelligence.
No, that's
this is the year to do it.
You know what? Actually, you should do it because I bet you're going to get it wrong.
It may.
So you should do it. You should do your AI, do all your
picks. I'd like to see how AI does. Go ahead. Have AI do it. It might win you the money.
More like a-hole.
So I thought,
can't wait to beat it.
Well, it's your AI, so I guess I'd have to split the money with you.
Memphis, do you have a team that you like to win the whole thing?
Yes, I do.
Who's the team?
My alma mater, go Vols.
Tennessee. Oh, man. I hope you don't fill your bracket out like that with your heart. You should fill it out with your head.
I did. Listen, we
big head.
We're 2-seed, but we would have got the last 1-seed, but we got an actual favorable spot in the Midwest. Like, so Purdue's the number 1-seed. And so I don't think Purdue's going to even make it past
the
Sweet 16.
Win the Big Ten. I was very upset that Purdue didn't win the Big Ten.
That's what they're saying.
You know who got screwed, though? UConn. They got the Big Ten champion, the SEC champion, the ACC champion.
Easier road.
Like,
they're going all the way, baby.
Shit, I'm glad we're in the Midwest, but
Boilermakers.
I got my Vols going all the way. And a lot of people have predicted my Vols to go because we're deep. Yeah. We're top 10, top 5 in defense.
How deep are you?
We're real deep, baby. Sometimes we go 11 deep.
That's right.
We go 11 deep. And we are top 25 offense.
Hey.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, well, March Madness officially kicks off tomorrow, so we're going to do our Outcast Podcast Bracket Challenge.
All right.
We have a lot of male listeners, so we came up with a final four for.
You say women don't listen to our shows?
Sausage Party.
What?
Most feminine all male podcast is one of the reviews
we've
gotten. So.
Not for me.
I'm pretty sure it is.
So we thank you for those reviews, even when they're negative, like most of them are, but we appreciate it. So
we
please
really do.
Like
get
and subscribe.
A good laugh.
So we're going to do the Outcast Podcast Bracket Challenge. First, we'll start with beer. So we've gone on the internet, researched it. These are the top four selling beers in the United States, and we've put them in a bracket. In today's matchup for the greatest beer in the United States, we have, it's the Beer Bracket Challenge. Bud Light is on the list. We also have Corona is on the list. Corona
is right there.
In the action. We have Guinness. Guinness is also
Guinness.
In there.
That's you, Tomcat.
And
yeah, it is.
What about Guinness is a little too thick.
I don't like
for
it, but it is an Irish beer, right?
And then Heineken is also a big selling beer here in the U.S. So
The red stripe.
In round one, we've only done four because we want to keep the show moving. This is the Bracket Challenge brought to you by the Outcast Podcast. First up, it's Bud Light versus Corona. So, Ramo, I ask you, who are you voting for between Bud Light and Corona?
Of course. Who do you think?
Dylan Corona. Mulvaney.
Yeah.
You're going with the Corona?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked and upset.
All right. What do you think?
Hey, I like Corona's with a lime. That's
Memphis,
a good beer.
You're up next. What's your vote? It's Bud Light battling it out with Corona. Who do you like?
I'm going with Corona, too, because I really do like Coronas, and Bud Light is not fun like it used to be. What the hell are you doing, Anheuser-Busch, bitches?
So you picking Corona, a nice lime in your beer.
That's not
saying I won't drink a Bud Light.
Hell yeah, man. You get real sexy with some Coronas, boy.
All right, now Corona, on to Tomcat. You don't drink anymore, but you've drank a lot in your day.
Yeah.
He's drank a lot in one day.
And I got to say, unfortunately, I got to go with Bud Light. I know.
Oh,
I know. I know.
Bud Light.
He said unfortunately. I'm surprised. Yeah, I applaud you.
You know, because I can drink a ton of those. Corona, I can like drink a couple, and then I'm like, that taste just kind of gets annoying.
And you hate Mexicans,
Bud Light,
too,
it doesn't taste like shit. It tastes like water.
It does.
It just tastes like nothing.
All right.
Poom. Let's
keep the game moving along. Corona has taken over Bud Light. It's two votes Corona, one vote Bud Light. So Corona advances to the championship of beers. On to the other side of the bracket, we have Guinness versus Heineken.
Yeah.
Ramo, who do you like between the Guinness and the Heineken? Which one you drinking if you got a choice to drink one or the other?
Definitely an ice cold Heineken.
All right. He's going with Heineken.
Isn't that an Irish beer too, Heineken's?
No, German. I think it's German, yeah.
Oh, yeah, German. Sorry, duh.
Next, we'll go with Tomcat on this one to change it up.
Is that offensive?
I'm going Heineken too. I'll be quick. I love Heineken. A cold Heineken, yeah, you pop it. It almost smells like weed, right, when you pop
it. It does, doesn't it?
Is that weed?
Well, that's just because you're usually smoking weed when you're drinking one. When you were.
Probably. Good hops, man.
All right, and Memphis, who are you going with, Memphis?
Well, you know I like me a good Heine. So,
wow. Congratulations to Heineken.
Yeah. He's the only one that chubbed up during the segment.
Hey, man, stop telling my personal business, man.
Congratulations to Heineken as it walks away a victor, 3-0. So now it's come down to this. It's Heineken versus Corona.
Oh, boy.
In the championship.
Ah.
Ramo, who is the champion of beers in your opinion? Is it Corona or is it Heineken?
I got to go with my compadres.
So Heineken.
Coronas.
Oh, okay.
Coronas.
Porque es más fina.
Okay, now on to Memphis. Make your pick. Champion of beers. Who is going to walk away the winner? Is it going to be Heineken or is it going to be Corona? You're going with Corona too.
Corona. It's trying to roll my R-words.
That's terrible.
All right, and now.
And offensive.
TK, practice makes perfect. Stop making fun of me.
Corona.
Really offensive.
I'm going Corona as well.
Boom.
Corona.
Yeah.
It's a sweet.
So, the champion of beers in our official Outcast bracket challenge, the champion of beers is Corona.
Break it out.
Which is weird. I didn't think Corona was going to win that.
Hey, Corona, you're welcome. You go ahead and send us that check, please. You're welcome.
I like their marketing that they're doing with
Snoop. Some beer.
With Snoop. That's
fun. Oh, yeah, that's pretty dope.
Bad Bunny, too.
Let's move on to our next item. I wouldn't call it an item because we're talking about the female gender.
Oh,
shit.
Who is the most attractive women according to the internet? They've given us a top four.
Okay.
I did was Google search. Hopefully the feds aren't on to me.
Oh, we about to piss off.
But I did Google search. Who are the most beautiful women in 2024? And the internet spit out these names. One, Zendaya. I think I'm saying
Zendaya.
Her name. Zendaya.
Hey, Zendaya's pretty hot, and she a Virgo, so that's what's up.
Yeah, she's a little skinny and young for me.
Yeah, well, I break
her. She's a robot.
She's younger than us, and she is a bit real.
Come on, dude. You break her. Come on. Yeah. If you don't believe that, then.
But she's gorgeous.
We win differently.
Can we say that on the internet? We can break her? I don't know if the internet.
Well, we'll find out next week.
Well, that doesn't mean what we're talking about. You know?
Are we still live back in the truck?
Yeah,
we
still on. Cause
is this thing on?
We did tell y'all that we might get kicked off. We told y'all that.
Okay, next on the list is a woman. I don't even know who she is. But according to the internet, she's one of the most beautiful women in 2024. And that would be, I hope I say her name right, Bella Hadid.
Hadid.
Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid. She does look pretty for those of you watching us live.
Very pretty. But can we trade her?
Well, nope. We'll see.
It is what the internet
says. A lot of people
says.
Like her.
She is pretty. She's got some gorgeous eyes.
Next on the list is the Queen Bee, Beyonce. According to the internet, she is one of the most beautiful women of 2024.
She's pretty. Remember that video I showed you earlier when we was going on a field trip?
Uh-huh. Texas.
Beyonce, she had her ass out. I'm like, God damn.
She always had a nice butt,
though. I know she always had a nice ass, but it was like, wow. Beyonce really showing that ass.
She's thick. I met her when she was with Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
And she has some big, thick-ass legs.
I bet.
Like a couple of big redwood. Oh. It was like the redwood force.
Go on.
All right, and finally, on our list of the most beautiful women of 2024, Outkast Bracket Challenge, Taylor Swift is on the list.
How did this happen?
I think she's a pretty girl, but I would
not.
That is Napoleon Dynamite and drag. Look at it, and now you can't unsee it, buddy. You see it? Now you can't unsee it.
She's a very good artist.
Wow.
Okay, so that, according to the internet, so we can only pick from what we have.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with you, Memphis. Zendaya or Bella, how do you say her last name?
Hadid.
Bella Hadid or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Okay. Then vote for Zendaya. What about you, Tomcat? What do you think? Bella or Zendaya?
Bella.
Oh, it comes down to a rainbow.
It was only a headshot, so it's kind of hard, but I guess.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Why does she look weird?
Hold on. Can I see them back next to each other again?
Can we get a shot of her body, actually?
There's just a thickness factor we need to take into consideration.
Why don't you do them both service? You got to do it right. You can't do thickness. You got to do them both.
Or just the picture of the one chick and then the picture of the other one, because I don't really know really what either of them
We're being
like.
Very sexist right now, guys, which is awesome.
It's March Madness here, you know? We're just having some fun with the bracket.
Okay, Bella Hadid.
Why are you getting all soft on us now, Rainbow?
I'm not.
Yeah,
Bella Hadid.
Oh, no,
did we see a shot?
Not.
Did we see another?
I'm trying to see a body shot here.
Did we see another shot of Bella?
Trying to get harder.
I just realized I'm guessing because I don't know what they look like.
Yes.
All right. So one vote Bella, one vote Zendaya. Oh, yeah. Now it comes down to Ramo's pick, and I will break the tie if I have to. But Ramo, who are you going with, Bella or Zendaya?
How could it be a tie, dude?
Well, if you were to happen to pick Bella. Then it would be a unanimous decision. If you pick Zendaya, I guess it would still not be.
No, I like the chick that Tomcat picked.
Who?
The one with the headshot. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three. Oh, yeah. Right. That's the first chick. That's the robot chick.
She's hot, too. She's got a nice body. What's the other one?
All right, well, Bella moves on, thanks to Ramo and Tomcat giving her the plug.
Yeah, she has some pretty eyes.
Beauty, man. You don't know beauty,
man. What are you talking about, dog? Break up.
Now let's move on to the Queen Bee versus Taylor Swift. She's taken everyone by storm this year as she started laying on her back for a tight end. Taylor Swift and Beyonce, who do you have? Tomcat.
Beyonce.
You're going Queen Bee?
Yep.
Okay, what about you,
Shocker.
Ramo? Who are you picking?
Who? Please.
I just said she looked like a man. Why would I pick
Definitely. No, 100%. All right, Beyonce, of course.
Okay, Beyonce and Memphis, doesn't really matter who you pick because Beyonce already won, but who would you pick?
I was going to pick Beyonce, too, because
I
don't want the Beehive mad at us. I mean, we can deal with the Swifties. We can piss them off a few times before anyway. I know I have.
Well, what's to piss them off?
I don't think we want them problems right now.
Maybe saying she looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, that was you, Dick.
We can talk shit.
Send all complaints to Tomcat.
All right, so now we've got it down to the championship. It is Beyonce versus Bella. Tomcat, make your vote.
Oh, Bella.
What?
Ramo, make your vote.
You should go to him first.
No, it's your turn.
All right, well, I'm...
No pressure.
I got to go with Bella as well.
Bella as well. Looks like Bella has walked away
with
the championship. And you were going to pick Beyonce, Memphis? Because you seem upset.
I know, that's why I say he needs to go.
And she's mad talented, too.
She is. No, she's 100%.
And she's like awesome.
It was a really hard decision, of course.
Me and Ramo told her.
They're both gorgeous.
And she's a Virgo, too. So that's what's
she
up.
Is. No, definitely.
Yeah, she's a Virgo.
I love her to death. I think she's awesome. I always thought Beyonce was amazing.
Virgos, we ride for each other.
So the champion of beer is Corona, and the best-looking woman, according to the Outkast podcast, at least in this particular Final Four, is Bella.
Right.
And what does Bella do? She's just like a model.
I don't know.
I don't even know anything about her other than the picture made her look attractive.
I like what to find out.
What are the guys in the truck saying? Can y'all tell
maybe
us
a model?
The hell Bella
she,
Hadid
she looks
does.
Like she's a model please, of some kind.
Somebody's
she just has some very pretty eyes. And,
you know who
and
else
that,
got some really
a,
nice eyes?
Says here she is an actress, supermodel, fashion model.
From her no more.
And an equestrian means she rides horses.
She does. I bet. I got one she can ride.
That's what's up.
All right, we have two more here in our bracket challenge. The next, we're going with food, and we're going to go with condiments.
Oh.
So ketchup or mustard, Memphis?
Ketchup.
That's tough.
Then let's go to Tomcat. Ketchup or mustard?
Fuck, I guess ketchup, yeah.
Ketchup. And I guess we don't even have to ask Grandma.
Well, I'm not going to let mustard go out like that because I like mustard, even though I use ketchup a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, I like mustard as well, but if I had to choose between the two, they got ketchup.
It depends on what it is. That. If it's a nice polo sausage, then you definitely do not want to use ketchup.
Why
I would
not?
Prefer because mustard's way better on a polo sausage.
It's not.
Are you high?
Yes, I am.
Okay, stupid question.
Yeah,
I knew that.
What are you talking about?
Barbecue sauce, maybe.
But just straight mustard? No, dude. That's
mustard,
incomplete, dude.
Yellow mustard. No, you
gotta,
crazy.
You got to finish
hot dog,
sentence.
Mustard. Can't beat it.
Shut up.
Okay, let's move on to the next round, which is mayonnaise versus hot sauce. I'll ask you, Ramo, mayonnaise or hot sauce?
It really depends on which brand for me, but
just
for the sake of keep it moving, I'll say hot sauce.
Get some
of this
physiological
right.
fucking answers.
I'll ask you, Memphis.
Not that brand.
You rolling
not that brand.
Mayonnaise or hot sauce?
Oh, I'm definitely going hot sauce because you got to have that thing in there, man. You got to have that
see?
Thing, baby.
See?
All right.
Got to have that thing, man.
That
Tomcat,
brand.
Just for the sake of wanting to know what you think is.
I'm white. Mayonnaise. See,
mayonnaise, of course.
100%. You probably
Hellman's. Dukes. I eat mayonnaise sandwiches. I'm a white guy. Come on.
Dukes.
I do remember.
I love mayonnaise. Miracle Whip.
As a kid, did you guys ever eat like a straight mayonnaise sandwich?
Hell yeah.
No.
Sometimes that's what
yes, and that's
sometimes.
Why I hate mustard, and mustard couldn't win for me because there were lots of times where I had to make mustard sandwiches because we didn't have anything else, so I don't really like
it. It's good with bologna.
It's only me that when we were kids that you really didn't like mustard all that much. It was kind of like, I got to use that. Can I just add a red stuff?
I only used it with certain things.
I didn't really
not
like
mustard
everything.
As like bologna sandwiches, it was good. Hot dogs is good. Hamburgers is good. Cheeseburger, you know, shit like that.
My mom
but
used to put it in like
you don't put it in every. Yeah, my mom. Yeah, it's good.
Oh
it's
God.
Really good.
I like the spicy salad. Brown mustard.
Now that's really good too.
All right,
yeah,
so
really
it's
good. Yeah.
Down to the championship in the Outcast bracket challenge. It's come down to this: it's hot sauce versus ketchup. It has come down to who is the champion of condiments? Is it hot sauce or is it ketchup, Tomcat? Is it hot sauce or
is
it ketchup?
Ketchup. Even though ketchup was originally made to disguise the taste of spoiled meat, it wins for me. That's disgusting, but it wins.
Ketchup is a strong condiment, although in some circles, if you put ketchup on a hot dog, they'll kill you.
In Chicago, they will.
You put ketchup on a steak? Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why?
That's blasphemous.
For what?
You got to put A1 on there.
So what do you think, Ramo? You going ketchup or hot sauce?
Go to Memphis, dude. I'm telling you.
All right, let's go to Memphis. Okay, yeah. All right, go ahead, Memphis. Tell us.
I mean, can I have them both? Because I like to mix them both, ketchup and hot sauce.
I have seen the ketchup mixed with the mayonnaise.
There's hot
before.
Ketchup.
But,
there's
no,
sriracha
like,
ketchup and there's hot sauce.
Like, so back
yeah,
home,
there is.
Back home in St. Louis, we got this spot called London & Sons. And on their fries... They would make this ketchup and
fire.
Hot sauce.
Hell yeah.
And put on the fries. Man, you
that sounds fire.
You had to, and it's middle of the hood, and cats, that'd be the only time you could go in that part of the town.
I'm on some French
where
fries.
Everybody was cool. You're like, you're lucky we over here for London Sons, or else I'll whoop your ass or I kill you.
Let's get some fries.
But this is like neutral. This is Switzerland. But, oh man, London Sons. Shout out to y'all, man. That's
anyways, back to the
baby.
Question.
So, what are you picking?
Oh, hot sauce.
You yelled at him about going all off course.
All right, let's go let's go to Ramo. Finally, he wanted to be last.
He did.
You actually, you could really change the game here because it's up in the air.
It really
it
is.
It could be hot sauce.
It could be.
Could be
we
ketchup.
Made really good arguments
it could
here.
Be.
It
you
be
both made
sauce.
Great arguments, but I am definitely gonna go with ketchup, my man.
Yeah. Oh,
hell
okay.
Yeah!
He's
I eat ketchup
fine.
On everything.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had French fries and eggs with ketchup on it?
Wait, why would you put eggs on your French fries?
Dude, because it's fucking amazing. How about pasteles with ketchup? That's fire as fuck.
I don't even know what you
ketchup all day.
You can't even eat French fries without ketchup.
All right, we're down to our last one here in the bracket challenge.
All right, let's do it.
It's March Madness. It's our last show before we go on spring break.
Cool.
We decided that we're all filling out a bracket. Winner here inside the show wins $200. And now we're down to our last final four. We're going to do rappers. We all like a little rap music here.
Yo, B.
And so we compiled, according to the internet, these are the four best rappers according to the internet.
Sight.
You got Tupac on the list. You got Biggie on the list.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Big Biggie. And you have Eminem.
Oh.
Is on the list.
Oh. Oh, boy.
We're a little behind.
And then also we have the Jigga Man, Jay-Z as well, is on the list. So those are our four.
That is huge. Can we get a younger picture of him? He looks kind of weird now.
Of who?
Him. Look at that.
That's how he look right now.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get a young picture of him?
He's rocking the Jar Jar Binks hairstyle.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's Jay-Z now. No, that man has grown.
Okay, good. I'm proud of him.
All right, first it's Tupac versus Biggie. Who you going with, Memphis?
Oh, fuck. I have to be first on this one. Shit.
Yeah, Tupac or Biggie?
This is tough.
East Coast, West Coast, what do you got?
I'm about to say Tupac, man. Tupac catalog is insane. I know we lost both of them early.
Next.
Hey, shut up.
I'm just fucking with you.
Can he talk?
All right, Tomcat.
Listen, I heard that Tomcat Tupac gets no bitches.
We're going with Tupac.
All right. Tupac.
That means Ramo's vote really means nothing.
Inconsequential,
really
sure.
But who would you pick?
I would definitely pick Biggie, simply because
you're big.
I like his style. I like his style better. The way he rhymes, like I think it's more difficult. I think there's more to it than I think Tupac's rhymes were awesome and amazing, but they were very simple, and he told his story like no other person.
We can do a whole show on this thing.
But I think Biggie, the way he went about it, like the way he explained it, the way he used like metaphors and shit like that, like it was different. He was
all right. So Tupac moves on. Now it's between Eminem and Jay-Z. I'll ask you, Ramo, first. Eminem or Jay-Z?
Oh, man.
Eminem sold more albums.
I don't give a shit about that.
Jay-Z has more money.
I don't give a shit about that either.
They both nice.
They're both are pillars of 100% in the hip-hop game.
Definitely a bigger fan of Jay-Z, so I got to give him the nod.
Okay, now I ask you, Tomcat, who you going with?
Eminem, yep.
Eminem, Jay-Z.
Okay. I love Eminem.
Memphis
too,
gets
awesome.
To break the tie here. Could it be Eminem? Could it be Jay-Z? Who will it be?
Oh, boy.
Jay-Z or Eminem? Better rapper. You know, we're talking about who's the better rapper.
Thinking about the time they were on that song Renegade together.
Yep.
And that song's fucking incredible.
I'm a renegade.
Very incredible.
What do you think? You're taking a long time to answer this question.
Because it's hard as fuck.
Yeah,
dog.
What are you making, grits over there?
And pussy too.
Hey, you know what? Goddamn right, I want some grits. I'm going to probably say Hov, man. I'm going to probably say
it's subjective. It's extremely subjective.
That's very close.
So now it's Jay-Z and Tupac in the finals for greatest rapper of all time. I'll go with you, Tomcat. Who do you like?
Well, I think Tupac is going to win this, but I'm going to pick Eminem. Because he's the best. He's the best lyricist there is. Nobody can touch
recently
him.
Dr. Dre was interviewed. He got his Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame, and he said he thinks Eminem's the best rapper alive. But
he did say that.
That's his opinion. What is your opinion, Ramo?
Between Jay-Z and
Eminem. Yep.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, see? Talking that shit to me. Look at it.
No, I already made my pick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I picked Jay-Z. I was the first one.
Yeah, but that
was the last bracket.
That was last round.
No, that was Jay-Z and Eminem.
Jay-Z versus Tupac.
Oh, you are high as shit.
Okay, you're saying Jay-Z. Oh, Jay-Z versus Tupac. Definitely Tupac.
All right, so we have a vote for Tupac. We have a vote for Jay-Z. Maybe I know.
Eminem.
Messed it up.
A vote for we have
you, it's the Jay-Z versus Tupac.
I told you fucked this up, dude. Who's high now?
It's my fault.
Okay, we're on Jay-Z versus Tupac. But
yeah, nope. We're on the final.
We're on the final.
Yeah, Jay-Z final, versus Jay-Z Tupac.
Tupac.
What about Eminem?
You changed it. Eminem lost.
Oh, okay.
To Jay-Z.
All right, then Tupac. Tupac is definitely better than Jay-Z.
Okay, then on to Memphis.
Yeah, Tupac for sure, man.
So it looks like we have a overall winner. Greatest rapper alive is...
Well, he's dead.
Well,
Tupac.
He's been gone since
95.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been gone for... He may be alive in Cuba.
Oh. The greatest rapper who some say is still alive. That's why I say it.
Yep. He might be in Cuba somewhere.
That's Seen Island.
All right, well, that's our bracket challenge, and it's over.
That was fun.
So, that was.
Go Vols.
And one thing is, the women, we just took the internet advice. We didn't actually put our own two cents in.
We did not.
So who would be on the list, for at least one? Who would be one that we're missing? Because I would like to see Halle Berry on the list. You know, I think she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Holly still got it.
Who's another woman that Holly we should have had on the list, do you think?
You know, Jessica Alba.
Pretty girl.
Yeah, Jessica
Alba. Yeah, I like Justin Timberlake's wife, the other Jessica. Jessica. Where's that last name?
Damn it.
It's not Jessica Simpson.
Although
she's all right.
She still got it, too, though. She looks
Justin Timberlake's wife. She's beautiful.
Yeah, y'all know who we talking about, her. She fine. But Jessica Alba fine, dog. She fine as fuck.
And what about for you? Roseanne Barr? Who would be on the list for you?
She probably is thinking Roseanne.
I heard Roseanne's
Whoopi
coming
Goldberg.
Back to her show.
Mary Tyler
did
Moore.
Anybody? No, I was going to say your mom, but.
yeah, there we go.
Your
mom.
Jessica Biel, by the way.
That's
the name that we missed was Jessica Biel.
Yeah, you. We hope you see this too.
Look at this guy.
All right, so let's let's move on to our next topic, which is spring break. I know last week we did a topic where we spoke about Miami Beach, and some of us were questioning the fact that they decided to have a curfew. I know that a lot of business owners were upset that they had a curfew on Miami Beach, trying to keep the spring breakers away.
That sucks.
And then over this past weekend, and the big holiday, St. Patrick's Day. People like to get crazy on St. Patty's Day, and I guess they did in Jacksonville. Let's go to the story. We do have this is Jacksonville Miami. News 4.
They got a big Irish community out there.
Roll the tape.
Where Sunday night, people ran away from what sounded like gunshots in the background.
Damn!
One person was killed and three others shot in three separate shootings. National media covering the chaos.
That shit was fun.
White boyfriend pissed off.
Jacks Beach Police Chief Gene Paul Smith says the roads were packed with people from the Players' Championship, St. Patrick's Day celebration, spring break, and a regular Sunday beach crowd. Their intel for Sunday started with this flyer posted early last week, promoting Drunk Day at the Beach 2.
Drunk Day at
the Beach. Intelligence information, we proactively had officers assigned to this group. This group engaged in boxing matches, fights, and other incidents, and Jacksonville Beach Police Department had to take action and disperse the crowd. When the crowd was dispersed, that's when the shootings happened.
Shots were fired at three different spots. Police responded in seconds. No suspects have been found yet and no direct ties to the Flyers event. We spoke with criminologist Alex Doak Harmon about the case.
With prior knowledge of the event, how did that help in that situation if there was still a shooting that came about?
Well, the shootings, unfortunately, cannot be prevented just by the mere fact that law enforcement may know that there's going to be a gathering of people in a particular area, right? If law enforcement would be that effective, we would have very few shootings in the United States. What I think helps when law enforcement knows of a certain situation or at least a gathering of people is that they will likely be on site.
It was advertised on social media, so, but doesn't appear to be a problem.
That way they can clean up your body quickly and cart it off to the morgue, because that's kind of what they do.
So it seems like you get a bunch of spring breakers around, which I know you've DJed for a lot of spring breakers working down at the beach yourself, Tomcat.
Fuck yeah.
How much do you think that it's positive for the community to have all these kids come down for spring break and spend money at local businesses as opposed to they come down and run people that just want to go and relax and have a good time? They run those people away, which a lot of times the people that aren't spring breakers are the ones with all the money.
True.
The thing is, these spring breakers are like a force of nature. They're going to do what they're going to do. These kids are at that age. They got to get out. They're out of school. It's going to happen every year. It doesn't matter if you keep putting them out of this city, that city. Spring break is going to happen. These kids are going to gather in the springtime and come down to get in the sun. So it's kind of like, what are you going to do? It's like a migration of birds. There's really nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, I thought we liked going.
You
got to
let them do it. You know, I mean, they have got to have somewhere to go. I mean, you remember being that age. You want to get out and see the girls in the bikinis and have a good time.
Yeah, but we were that age.
People who are shooting people are ruining it for everyone. So focus on that. Leave the rest of the people to do whatever they want to do. If they're having their boxing matches and whatever, who gives a shit? You can do whatever you want to do. I'm sure a lot of them lost teeth. They're idiots. But, you know, that's fine. But the shooting people are the ones that are really ruining it for everybody, and you just catch those people, find those people, lock them up till they die, and that's it.
And Memphis, I know that you, I think, were praising Miami Beach for making the decision of keeping the spring breakers away. So obviously it looks like they made the right decision, right? Because we didn't hear about any shootings on Miami Beach.
Well, yeah, like I said, when we talked about it last week, you know, like I remember when we used to go to Miami, and, you know, this for those of us that aren't from Florida, and would come down and visit, and it was like you couldn't wait to get to Miami and then moving to the state and going over there and still having a great time versus now or before they closed it. It was like fucking nuts. People getting shot and shit, and like nobody wanted to be around that shit, man. Like people, come on, kick it. Like we used to kick it. We was trying to smash, party our ass off, get fucked up.
Yep.
And then go home and tell all the stories and then plan it for the next year. These motherfuckers nowadays want to just fight and kill each other. Like,
man, the stupid.
That's some dumb shit, man.
Yeah, why are you fucking up the party?
So now you got Miami, you got Fort Lauderdale going to shut it down. None of the Palm Beaches is going to have you. So you got Daytona, they going to nix it. You know, you got over here on this side of the coast, you can't do shit over here. So in Panama City, it's a wrap there too. So, I mean, I know TK Wright, they'll go somewhere, but I think they really played themselves really now.
Do we have the story from New Smyrna Beach? Because there's some body cam footage from a cop there. If we could roll that from NBC News.
And luckily, he didn't fire his gun, this kid.
Let's see this story.
It starts as a fight, and then this happened.
He's got a gun. Oh,
during a busy spring break right on the sand, Thursday, 16. Smyrna Beach. A crowd scrambles. Volusia County deputies respond when they were called about someone with a gun on the beach.
Drop the
Oh, look at the kid running now.
He's running.
Get him, copper.
He can't, man. That dude's fast.
As you see in this police body cam video, when the deputy approaches, the suspect takes off, and so do deputies right after him. People everywhere on the beach.
Oh, he went in the water.
Yeah, he was out there for like an hour. Wouldn't come back.
The deputy tells a lifeguard on Tower 409, get out. And then he takes cover behind it amid a wide open beach.
John, watch your cover.
The calls for backup, road closures, for the beach to be cleared, and more cop cars so they can take cover.
I need the block off flagler. I need some mark units.
And this is what we've come to with spring break here. Go ahead and bring it down.
Should not bring a gun to spring break. Should not.
It was
too much alcohol, too much, you know, testosterone flowing. You're 16, you're 18, you're, you know, whatever. Don't bring
Shouldn't have a gun.
Don't bring a gun.
Yeah, you don't need a gun in the first damn place.
You're not going to get killed unless you kill yourself using your gun to kill someone else, and now your life's over. So, I mean, you get beat up. That's the worst thing, man. Throw them hands, bro.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Pussy, bro.
But don't be out here trying to fight.
Because in jail, they're going to beat you up anyways and take that booty.
Speak from experience, dude.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of taking that booty, let's move on to our next topic, which is about Don Lemon. I know he's...
Oh, what the...
Well, that was a good segue.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard the story, but Don Lemon had a sit down with Elon Musk.
I did. I saw the
interview. This was supposed to be the start of a great relationship where Don Lemon, who no longer is on CNN, he was going to have his own show on X. I'm pretty sure that
Tucker
Carlson has went that path. I don't know how many people are watching Tucker on X nowadays.
Oh, you know they watching his goofy ass.
The reason they gave Don one was to counteract Tucker. He wanted it to be fair and balanced, kind of, and have somebody from the left on there.
That makes sense.
Go ahead, sorry.
But Don Lemon, I guess, asked some of the wrong questions, was asking him about his drug use, and he's got a prescription for, I think it's ketamine. I was at a gig recently, and some guy that was doing setup over there was swearing by ketamine, that something about how it opens up your brain and can get rid of brain fog and stuff like that. I was like, I thought it was something that was...
It definitely puts you in the brain fog for a while if you take enough.
I'm cool on that, dog.
So Don Lemon, let's roll the tape. But Don Lemon is asking Elon about his drugs that he takes, and I think that pissed Elon off. Let's roll the tape.
But you've admitted that you have a ketamine prescription.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Well, I mean, it's pretty private to ask somebody about a medical prescription, you know.
Don.
I think it's something I'd say, like, there are times when I have... a negative chemical state in my brain, like depression, I guess, you know, is or like depression that's not linked to any negative views, and then ketamine is helpful for getting one outside out of a negative frame of mind.
Do you feel like you ever abuse it?
I don't think so. If you use too much ketamine, you can't really get work done. So I have a lot of work. So I'm typically putting in 16-hour days. That's normal for me, and it's rare for me to even take off a weekend day. So I don't really have a situation where I can be not mentally acute for an extended period of time. Like I can't really get wasted because I can't get my work done.
You can't get wasted.
He's got a lot of shit to do.
He's got a lot of stuff to do. I know he likes to
saving the world from people like Don Lemon. So check this out. Don Lemon had a bunch of demands for Elon for his X show, and his demands were that he wanted how much was it? He wanted $8 million salary in addition to $5 million upfront. He wanted a Tesla Cybertruck. He wanted equity stake in X, and he wanted a trip to space. And Elon, after that interview, was like, I got a trip to the door. You're out of here.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
Don Lemon was all mad and saying they shut down his free speech, but it's not like he's saying you can't go on X. You can go on there and talk all you want, but he's saying we ain't gonna pay you because I didn't like your interview. You probably shouldn't have sat down with the boss and then interviewed him like that.
Well, that's just good journalism, man. He's asking the hard questions. That's Elon being soft.
That would be if he was taking Viagra for his prescription. That'd be the hard question.
You should have asked him the hard questions. So how
ailments and
ailments. You know what I mean? But that was fair. That was a fair question.
There were lots of other questions that weren't. They were all kind of gotcha-y.
Yeah, but them demands is a little bit much, too. I think Cybertruck and a trip to space.
Yeah.
Man, sit your ass down.
We have one more clip. This is Elon Musk on racism. There's a clip about them talking about racism. Roll the tape.
...gained up after being reported. Hate speech on the platform is up.
So what they will typically do is they will count the number of posts, but not count the number of views. So what matters is, was that post given high visibility, or what did one person see it? And if you look at the number of views, of how many times was hate content viewed on our platform, it is down substantially.
Yeah. Well, that's not what the study says. You said you like transparency. I'm going to show you this.
Get a study that will tell you whatever you want.
But these are just a handful of extremely... If you look at those anti-Semitic and racist tropes and tweets, and as of this morning, they're still on X. And from your own content policy, these posts should have been deleted. So why haven't they been deleted? Why are they still there?
We delete things if they are illegal.
But these have been up there for a while.
Are they illegal?
No, they're not illegal, but they're hateful, and they can lead to violence. As I just read to you, the shooters, in all of these mass shootings, attributed social media to radicalizing.
So Don, you love censorship, is what you're saying?
No, I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation, but I don't believe in
censorship. Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship. But don't you all think right, free so speech is one thing, right?
It looks like I can see why Elon was not feeling very good after this interview.
Trying to flip the script on him and try to go the old pussy route. Oh, you're trying to ban censorship. He's like,
that whole First Amendment thing has been such a bother.
He's not saying that. He's just saying, like, look, if it's hateful shit out there, that if these are the guidelines, right, and you stick to the guidelines, and this shit is up there, just why is it still up there?
But who decides what's hateful? What you may think is hateful, someone else may think it's hilarious.
That makes no sense.
It does. It may be hard for you to swallow. This country's always prided itself on being
hateful,
not being hateful, letting people say what they want to say, and then you come to the right decision in the end. You don't come to the right decision by shutting down points of view or going around trying to put out fires. You let them say what they want to say, and if it's wrong, it'll be wrong when they say it, and people should know what's right and wrong in the first place.
I'm totally with somebody making the ass of themselves on, you know, on their own platform if that's what they want to do. And
what if it's hateful though?
We've had groups of KKK like storming around this country and all of the like holding their rallies, and they've been allowed to hold their rallies and do what they want and say what they want because protected speech.
And everybody knows what the KKK is, who they are, and what they stand for.
That's true.
That's not a debate.
It's not a good thing.
That's hate.
Look, that,
hate
what
is
I'm
hate
saying is,
of who it is.
We've always protected the most depraved speech in this country because we believe in the First Amendment, and freedom is radical. Freedom is a radical idea.
Freedom is radical until it's racist. Like, you just can't be fucking racist.
But
man,
who decides what is racist?
The people who get the hate against.
It's pretty.
That's like some white people shit that don't want
to
admit.
That sounds
shit.
Racist to me.
Did I just decide that's racist? That's a fact.
Don't be rude.
It's pretty obvious what's racist and what's not.
All these other different backgrounds.
It's not the point of what's racist and what.
I know. It's a different conversation.
How can you tell somebody of color what's racist, what's not racist? Come on, knock it off.
It's a totally different conversation that we're having here. We're talking about the First Amendment and who decides what's hate speech.
It don't matter. Racist is racist.
Right to the racist shit. Yep.
It is.
Stick
racist
on that.
Racist. There's no debate to it. Like none. Like not even a.
That's really not what we're talking about, though.
We're talking about
who decides what is hate speech.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The free speech in this country has always been protected, and people have been allowed to say what they, you know, what they feel and how they feel about shit. But that being said, you can't run in a packed fucking movie theater and yell fire. You can't do shit like that.
You can't go on the internet and say anything about thinking that possibly that the election was rigged.
Well,
you say anything about that, you're going to be taken down.
It's proven that it wasn't. It's because it's bullshit.
Bloodbath.
Like, you know.
You can't say bloodbath or they'll attack you.
You can say it. If you're Trump, they'll attack you. If you're anyone else, you can say it all day long.
Well, we know what he meant behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, we totally know.
He was talking about the EV industry versus gas-powered cars.
Yeah, sure.
And how China was going to take over, and it was going to be a bloodbath for the U.S. auto industry.
Right.
That hasn't happened.
Right.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black.
I said I was going to fire it every time they fired that jizz thing. I'm tired. Let's do it.
What jizz thing? I didn't even hear it. What did they put with that?
You couldn't find nothing else?
I smoked the marijuana.
Yeah, how about you? Like, I don't like that one, man. Like, can you get rid of that?
Joe Biden said that, so maybe don't vote for him.
Like, what other alternative do we have?
What the fuck you think?
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
2024.
Get the fuck out of here, crazy as fuck.
Trump train! Let's go.
Insurrectionist. Yeah, fuck America.
Come on, man.
Let's turn into Russia.
I love watching you guys get all the sand in your cooters.
Sabina.
I'm just upset you guys.
Let's follow the Florida's D student.
All right.
I'm having a fucking blast.
All right, let's move on to something a little more fun. Like the fact that NASA is sending a message in a bottle to aliens on Jupiter's moon.
Ooh.
For what?
Do we have this story? Can we roll the tape? NASA is sending a message in a bottle.
Is the Anunnaki?
2-1, engine ignition.
There's a legacy of NASA spacecraft carrying inspirational messages from Earth, going back to the Pioneer plaque and the Voyager Golden Record. Now, Europa Clipper, a new mission from one ocean world to another, will continue this tradition. Because water connects our planet and Jupiter's moon Europa, all life as we know it, and all human cultures, a part of the spacecraft has been engraved with designs inspired by water and human connections. This metal plate is part of a structure that will protect the spacecraft's electronics from the threat of Jupiter's radiation. On one side of the plate is a design we call Water Words. These rippling lines represent recordings of the word for water in a diverse collection of human languages. The other side of the plate is a montage of elements that complete our message in a bottle. At the top is the Drake Equation, a tribute to the visionary idea that the probability of finding life in the cosmos is something we can estimate. Next, these two lines represent radio frequencies emitted in space by molecules related to water, which have been considered an ideal place to search for interstellar communications, as suggested by some researchers. They represent our ability to use the language of science to search for signs of life. Next is a portrait of one of the founders of planetary science, Dr. Ron Greeley, whose early efforts to develop a Europa mission laid the foundation for Europa Clipper.
All right, that was on the New York Post.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So I guess we believe that there's some kind of alien life out there on one of Jupiter's moons.
We knew they was out there. I mean, how could they not be? I mean, I'm just like, why y'all wasting our tax dollars on that shit? We won't be sending no messages out there to them. Fuck them. Let them be out there. We do us.
I'm with you. Let's not waste our money.
Yeah, that's one thing. And then who's to say that they're going to even understand if they are intelligent life? Like, understand, it's a moon that's pretty much all water. I don't know how much heat there's going to be there. You know,
I know you believe in aliens, though.
Yeah, 100%. You can't be watching them weird ass shows.
Oh, 100%.
Man.
But they probably came from Nibiru, which is past Pluto.
Do you think
they're
Anunnaki?
You think they're illegal aliens?
Well, they will be if they came to America. Ba-dum-boom-tsh.
Yeah.
Rimshot.
That's why we got to build
that
wall.
I think they're kind of here already.
Yeah.
I do think aliens
that'll stop
walk them. With a bunch of scrolls and shit. That's we got some real-life scrolls running around.
All right, we've got,
we do.
We've got time for one more quick story here. Any of you guys eat hot Cheetos, Doritos, or Takis? Is that something that any of you guys like to eat?
I've eaten them before, but I won't eat them again.
I've had them.
Not kind of the butthole.
I haven't had Takis. I don't know what the hell that is.
They're good.
What are
they're
Takis?
Just like they're
like
corn chip hot.
They are. They are. They're just like the Cheetos, the hot Cheetos, or hot potato chips, but
so
they're
the
like corn chips.
The song is talking about some fucking corn chips.
The corn
maybe.
Chips.
What the fuck?
Maybe.
Oh gosh!
There's a song, you know, the Taki Taki
song.
Oh
yeah, Taki Taki.
That's what I was talking about.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh gosh! Come on, Rainbow. You supposed
the reason why I bring these up: hot Cheetos, Doritos, Takis. They are being banned in schools in California, and it's because they have the dye, the red
40,
the red 40 dye.
That shit's pretty bad.
All our lives, you know, we've seen the Doritos and the Cheetah. I don't know about the hot Cheetos. That's something fairly new that the kids have gotten into.
No, they've been around for a while. We've seen them in high school.
But these Doritos and these hot Cheetos, the stuff that they've been feeding us is killing us, I guess.
100%.
Causing cancer.
Do you know that our milk is banned in 30 countries?
Well, I don't drink milk
30
anyways.
G7 countries? I don't either. That means they are not allowed to even sell our shit because it's so bad.
What a bunch
of
pussies.
Milk, you
know? We need more regulation,
like drinking
dude.
Milk out the certain age anyway.
Our food corporation's killing us.
Yeah, and
the health industry is reaping all the rewards.
Hell yeah, you're gonna start seeing little kids running around here growing horns and shit.
They already do them little badass motherfuckers.
Kind of wild
shooting
shit.
People
telling,
at
man,
spring break.
To, yeah, thank you.
They spraying some shit in there and let their ass go crazy.
Do you ever look at Tomcat before you eat something or drink something? Do you look at the ingredients to see if it has something that might be artificial sugar, or do you just not care and put anything in your body?
No, I don't put that crap in my body. I only eat things that have like one ingredient. So chicken, it's chicken.
Good.
I eat that. Lettuce.
Vegetables.
It's lettuce. I eat lettuce.
Good job.
I don't eat things that come in a box. If it got a bunch of ingredients, I don't eat that. Like, I eat it sometimes, every now and then.
Sure.
But if it's like a mixed up meal or whatever that I think is decent.
Yeah.
But I don't eat that all the time.
Will you eat boxed meat? Like when they have the pulled pork in a box?
I don't like it. I don't
like
it.
Seems dangerous to eat
meat
out of a box.
It's like White Castle's in the freezer section. What are you doing? For what?
That's the kind of stuff. Yep. That's the stuff. I mean, preservatives like alone are bad.
They are. Please.
They are.
Like, yeah. Don't do that to yourselves, man. Don't.
It's,
don't,
it's not
don't
easy,
do it.
Though, to eat healthy because the stuff that's bad for you is so convenient, cheap, and easy to make.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you want really good food, it's got to be fresh. Yep. So you got to constantly be going to the
and
grocery
expensive.
Store.
How backwards is that shit? How backwards is that?
Backwards good, is my hat.
The shit that's good for you, you got to pay hella bread for it. But the shit that's bad for you, go ahead and get that little shit. Like, how fucked up and, man, look.
I had an idea for a chain restaurant. You know, fast food is very popular. I came up with an idea where you call your place Fast Fruit. And when you pull through, it's like, I'll take two bananas, an apple, a pineapple.
You just got a franchise.
And then you pull up to the next window, and it's just instead of fast food, you brand yourself as we're fast fruit.
You do realize all these people just stole your idea.
Hold on, Tika, because I'm about to say, listen, that's an idea that you heard first
it's
here
gone.
On the Outkast podcast. Do not steal that. That is not yours.
Poor man's copyright.
We about to copy them, right? This is our shit.
This is live across Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube.
Thank you for watching. We appreciate it.
Unless we've been kicked off of one of them.
I'm sure that's possible.
I would like to thank our sponsor. This episode of the Outkast podcast is being brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
It's true.
Time is a hot commodity. The question is, time for what? What are you going to do with your time? If it was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Sometimes you might need to talk to a therapist maybe to sort out what is important to you
and
can help you with time management. Therapy can help you decide what matters to you.
Hmm.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient. It's flexible around your schedule. You just fill out a quick questionnaire. They hook you up with a therapist. If at any time you're not happy with your therapist, you can swap it out for no additional charge. Learn to make more time for what matters to you with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Outkast. Do it today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Outkast. So thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
If you had the choice to have infinite time, would you choose to have it?
No.
As a superpower?
Like this, like your time is infinite. Or would you be like, nah, I want the time. I want to know that at some point my clock gonna run out.
At some point, I think I want to have the lights go out.
Yeah.
There's something on the other side there. Something cool we gotta see at the end.
Totally. Yeah. I catch a link up with the ancestors.
Let's just
not
hope,
trying to speed it up or anything.
Let's just hope we don't burn in hell because, you know, we are out.
It doesn't exist.
Not all of us anyway.
We're in hell right now.
I'll send y'all water.
All right. This newscast with our not so good newsman is being brought to you by Liquid IV. We stay hydrated around here using Liquid IV. It's got a lot of vitamins in it. 3 times the hydration as the normal sports drinks. Go to liquidiv.com, and when you check out, use our code OUTKAST.
Delicious.
It's time for Tomcat's not-so-good news. Tomcat, tell us what's going on in the wide world.
Well, thank you, Gentry. Today is March 20th, 2024. Birthdays today are Barron Trump, who is 18 years old.
Oh, wow. Good for him. That's awesome.
Daddy could get him a lap dance.
It would have been Chester Bennington's birthday. Unfortunately, he passed in 2017.
It's Linkin Park, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Also, Fred Rogers, who is Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He died back in 2003. Yep. Spike Lee is 66 today. What's up, Spike? And Mikey Day is 43. On this day in history in 2020, American country music singer Kenny Rogers died, which is unfortunate. Aww. At the age of 81, he lived a long life.
He's great, yeah.
He
knew when to hold them, he knew when to fold them.
Yeah,
so he didn't walk away.
Don't count your money at the table.
So know when to roll.
1999. Let's see what that is. Okay, Meredia, these names are hard, and Bertrand Piccard and Brian Jones became the first aviators to circumnavigate the globe nonstop by balloon. They landed the following day in Egypt. So they went all the way around for the first time in a balloon all the way around the world.
Back at the equator?
Back in 1999. Egypt is about in the equator, yeah. Okay. I think. A little below. That's terrible.
Hey.
1987 became the first drugged Ozempic. Oh, wait. No, wait a minute.
We did say that it was Tomcat's not so good news.
The first
he's got issues.
The
today,
first
man.
AIDS medication was released back in 1987. That's what that one is.
Good, good.
The international days today are International Day of Happiness, International Proposal Day. So propose to that lady who's waiting.
That's you, Tomcat.
What?
We were talking about your waiting earlier.
National Ravioli Day, Alien Abduction Day.
Ooh.
Check it out. All right,
that's why he can't propose, because he got abducted.
Isn't that called sex trafficking?
It is.
Human trafficking?
I'm kicking off my news today with an insane video out of Brooklyn, New York, a Brooklyn, New York subway car. A brush fire confrontation between strangers in the subway loudly skyrockets towards hostility before anyone else is even sure who's yelling at whom. So this is the actual full video here, if we can hear the sound. Dang, this sound.
This is bad sound.
It is. They just must have a Samsung.
You can cut the sound and I'll just talk through it.
This video is making my balls itch.
So the guy in the hat right there that's leaning up against the wall, he's getting in a fight with the guy that's sitting down, and they're talking crap to each other, and then they start brawling. And the lady that's standing there right now, if you kick the video ahead just a little bit.
Really
the guy's in his face now. He's saying actually all kind of racist stuff in this guy's face right here.
Why would he do that?
I don't know what his problem was. He was like, I hate your kind and all kind of crazy stuff. And then they square off. They start fighting. This lady right here in the pink, she actually stabs the guy with the hat in the back.
Damn.
Then after she stabs him, watch, they start fighting right here. After she stabs him, the guy goes to his jacket that he just put down where there's a gun. And he tries to shoot her and the guy he's fighting with right now, but loses the gun and ends up getting shot in the face and neck. He's in the hospital now. So it's crazy.
He
pins this guy down right here. He's chasing this guy around. He ends up pinning him in the chair. And when he does that, the lady hops up, stabs him in the back, and that's what really sets him off. Then he goes and he gets his gun out.
All right, now they're starting to swing on each other. It's getting exciting there.
Good Lord.
I think we might want to stop.
So watch,
it
here she
point.
Comes. Here she comes.
I think this is the point we might want to stop it just so we won't get kicked off.
Well, I want to see this.
Well, jeez. We can watch this after the show.
All right, so there's the blood. You can see she stabbed him. It's on his back. Now he's all pissed off. He goes and gets his bag, comes back. Anyways, that's what happened. People have been talking about this all week. They got Kathy Hochul, who is the mayor of New York. She's got National Guard in the subway. She's got the police in the subway. Now, this happened on the same day. This guy jumped the turnstile, was angry at somebody, went in there and caused this whole brawl, ended up getting shot in the face himself. Yeah, terrible story out of Brooklyn, New York. Next up, we got Dragon's Beard Candy, which is an ancient Chinese recipe that's gone viral this week, becoming TikTok's latest culinary craze.
Ooh, I want to try it.
Yuck.
Sounds good.
Dragon's Beard Candy, an ancient Chinese secret delicacy, has become one of the latest viral food trends within TikTok's culinary community.
What is it?
Beard candy. 3/4 cup water, 2.5 cup sugar, 1/4 cup corn syrup, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, and the food coloring of your choice. Now heat to 250 Fahrenheit and bring to a boil. Grab your donut mold and pour. Refrigerate.
Those are
one
titty
out. Molds. Then we pop out our donuts. Then we add some cornstarch and pull. Then more cornstarch, fold, and pull again. After 20 pulls, you'll have over 1 million strands. It's basically just hand-pulled cotton candy. Maybe that's why it's called dragon's beard. This is a messy one. Let's make dragon's beard candy. 3/4 cup water.
Oh my god, why?
I like the hamster drinking out of the thing challenge that they have on TikTok.
Never heard of it.
Can we get rid of TikTok?
It's where a guy goes on the sunroof and he puts his junk through the sunroof, and the woman at the bottom, she drinks like a hamster if you follow the bit.
Oh.
That's a challenge now on TikTok. Why? It's like drink like a hamster, I think, or something.
Why,
is the challenge.
Man?
That's weird.
Come on.
So my last story of the day is local news from here in Florida. A Naples man was arrested for masturbating and groping an EMS worker during transport. Luckily, we don't have any video of this one.
Yeah, get this guy some ass, please.
Naples man was taken. He was taken into custody for inappropriately touching a Collier County EMS paramedic on Thursday. Naples police responded to the Cancer Alliance of Naples after receiving reports of a man refusing to leave the building and locking himself in the bathroom. Upon arrival, officers found Frederick Lloyd Day, 37, standing in the bathroom next to a pile of paper towels. Day was reportedly complaining about foot pain and said he was bitten by a bug like Ramo. But anyways, when they tried to transport him, he had a big old erection, they said. He had a noticeable erection. And when they told him to get his hands out of his pants, he, like, rubbed her leg and started peeing.
He's like, oh, I need help.
So he got arrested.
My foot. My
he got
foot.
Arrested for that. He thought he was at the massage parlor.
My foot long.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir. That's the news for March 20th, 2024.
Disgusting.
Thank you.
Nice job, Tomcat.
Yeah, part of it. Good work, dude. Yeah, not bad.
You feeling okay, my man? I know that you've had that problem with your mouth.
Yeah, it kind of hurts after talking.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough. Mm-hmm. We hope you get feeling better, man. You've been down and out for...
I have. Shit, fuck me.
You got like a week to,
my
know.
Lymph nodes swole all up, which is extremely painful. I'm not sure if... Whatever. Anyways, it hurt. But thank you. Thanks for caring.
All right, well,
you
got
to send TK. Keep that amoxicillin going. Stuff. Yeah.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of the Outcast Podcast, episode 107 in the books. Thanks to our sponsors, Liquid IV. LiquidIV.com. Use our promo code OUTCAST at checkout and stay hydrated this spring break. Also, we're brought to you by BetterHelp. Save 10% on your first month's therapy at BetterHelp.com/OutCast.
Take care of yourself.
You got anything you'd like to say before you go on spring break, Ramo? Anything you want to say?
Nope. Everybody be good. Be safe. Don't shoot each other. Have fun. Be cool. I'll see all my people in Tennessee, which is nobody, but I'll be there.
Hey, you know, that's a good place to go, man.
Memphis, sure. What are you doing on spring break? Anything?
Chilling for the most part. Got some gigs and other than that.
Shout out to my fam in Atlanta too. Going to see my Uncle John. That's nice. Gonna be fun.
And what about you, Tomcat? Are you playing with your scabs again?
Yeah, just gonna heal up and hit the beach, do some fishing.
Sounds fun. Relax.
Get well soon. Everybody, be safe out there on this spring break, and may all your ups and downs happen between the sheets. Okay.
Let's go.
Hey. I don't use sheets.
Also, a shout out to Jacob and Jordan, our director and executive producer back in the truck. Thank you very much.
Good job, guys.
See you not next week, but the following. So long, everybody.
You jack took it.
Deuces.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.